So this is called a cage now. This is where men, 45 men a deck, up to a maximum of 90 men, these cages will carry. We're going down in the region of about 870 metres. And it'll take us a couple of 3 minutes.
Jeff Mountain, colliery manager at the mothballed Harworth Colliery in Nottinghamshire, is taking me down the pit.
So now we're going at nearly maximum speed now. You don't feel anything, it's just the air rushing by.
Ears are popping.
That's right.
How fast are we going now?
In the region of about 30 foot per second.
Despite the sounds of the conveyor belt in the background, there are only 20 people working in the pit at the moment, gearing up for a potential reopening. Along one dark, small tunnel, we bump into Graham Clark.
I'm an underground fitter. I maintain the machinery underground. Any breakdowns, we try and get us going as quick as possible.
Now, did you used to work here?
Yeah, I worked here for 20 years as a surface and shaft fitter, and hopefully I'm going to be here for a few more years yet.
Are you from here, Harworth?
Yes, yeah.
If this place reopens, what do you think it'll mean for the area?
That'd be brilliant. There's no end of people want to come back, who I've talked to who aren't back yet, but it'll be brilliant for the shops that are shutting down. Hopefully it'll create some income for them again. There's no atmosphere in any at pubs. Most of them are on verge of shutting, I believe. We have got a few problems with drugs and whatever in the village, and hopefully if people get work, it might cut that down a bit. But
you say you've got people who want to come back. What about young men? Do you think they're up for it?
I do. My lad, I mean, he's only 10, but he keeps saying, will I be able to get an apprenticeship, Dad? Now, hopefully, if it does open for a lot of years, hopefully they will reinstate an apprenticeship scheme and youngsters will come back into it.
Do you want your son to come and work here?
I wouldn't say no. It's made me a good living, so yeah. Well, end of the day, it pays the bills, so. I've worked in outside industry for a year since I've been made redundant, and there is nothing out there that compares to these wages. Nothing.
Roughly, so, what are you on?
From where I've just come from, I've more than doubled my wages coming back here.
Back on the surface, John Lloyd, the chief executive at UK Coal, tells me that Harworth is the only deep mine that has maintained the shafts despite closing in 2006.
What normally happens when a site closes is the shafts are filled for safety reasons, but we were forward-looking and we always hoped there was going to be a chance of reopening here at Harworth. We've spent several million over the past 3 years maintaining the colliery, and we're looking now to the opportunity to reopen.
How have the fortunes of British Coal changed?
The key change has been the seismic change in the price of internationally traded coal. The coal we produce here in the UK, we burn here in the UK, but what we have the opportunity to do now is to actually access world market prices. Those prices have at least trebled over the past 2 years. That gives us the opportunity to look at expansion and the potential to relook at the potential here for Harworth.
How much coal is used in Britain?
On a normal year, about 55 million tonnes of coal is burnt. That creates about a third to 40% of the electricity generated here in the UK. Of that 55 million, about a third is produced here in the UK, and we here at UK Coal produce half of that.
And what about the area? What difference will it make to people who live in this village? It's Burcoats.
The village has got its real challenges. It's got high unemployment, it's got its social challenges. There's no doubt at all that there's a great anticipation, there's a great hope that the pit can reopen. We really hope that the market conditions will allow us to deliver for the community.
I'm walking down the main road in Harworth Village. There's a parade of shops here, no high street names, but some good original ones like Rhythm and Booze, the off-licence, and Stitched Up, a clothes shop. All of them stand in the shadow of the colliery tower. In Harworth Comrades Club, Harry Wilkinson and Steve Wright are arguing about the merits of the tower.
And you know, if you're going down motorway, you can see that and you go, oh, I'm getting close to home. But to me, it's just, it's not an icon, it's an eyesore, yeah, it is.
I think it's a monument, me. And you can see it from miles and miles away. And I mean to say, I'm a pit man through and through. And if I'm going up north and I come back down here, and as Steve says, I know I'm getting near a home. If it wasn't there, so you wouldn't know. It's brilliant as far as I'm concerned.
Dot was the stewardess here, but now just works part-time as barmaid.
I work at Harworth Comrades Club. I've been here 23 years.
Are you from here?
Yes.
What do you think of the fact that the colliery may reopen?
It'd be a good idea in a sense, because there's nothing round here for them to do for work, as long as they sort of looked round the village itself for people to work down the mine and what have you. I mean, a lot of people lost a hell of a lot of jobs and a lot of work. Community sort of separated and things like that when all this happened. So maybe if this did open it up again, it might bring a lot of people back together again.
When the pit closed, what was the impact on this place?
This was like a base for people, you know, to discuss problems and things like that. So in a sense, it was like a second home.
Did it impact on the business of this pub?
Well, yes. It boosted it up as well as other things, because they were all coming into here. You know what I mean? It were good, but it were bad.
The community here clearly wants the mine back, and politically coal is in favour as part of the energy mix. But it's a polluter. UK Coal Chief Executive John Lloyd says the industry is working on that.
What is UK Coal doing to try to ensure clean coal technology is a real thing?
We have three core customers here in the UK, and we're working with each of them to look at how their technology can be enhanced. Our coal here in the UK is some of the cleanest in the world now. It can be burnt cleanly using the technology that exists in the world. Only 2 weeks ago, a plant opened in Germany which will be using the same technology as potentially our customers here in the UK will be using. So it's no longer something that's just a theory for the future. It is happening in the here and now.
What do you say to the people who are campaigning against coal-fired power stations? How can you placate them?
I'm not sure we'll ever placate them. What I'd like to say is that if in the period 2012, 2014, 2015, the lights are going to stay on, if kids are going to go to school, if hospitals are going to do operations, we need coal. It is an essential part of the energy mix and will remain so for a long time to come.